Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So do you need a computer for your face? If so, today's a big day because you can buy Apple's much-anticipated, rather-hyped Vision Pro headset. Go now if you need to. We'll be here. The name for this technology is mixed reality, which our next guest is going to explain to us. Joanna Stern is senior personal tech columnist at the Wall Street Journal, and she just did a 24-hour test drive, as it were. Joanna, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So help us understand what this thing is. When you put it on, what do you see?
If you're familiar with VR headsets, this is similar in a sense, but what you've known about VR headsets is you put on this headset and you don't see the rest of the world, right? You're in a virtual world. And you've got to then grab these controllers that are on your table or they're on the ground, and you grab them and they're clunky and you don't know where to put the hands on the buttons, and it's kind of a mess. Here, you put the headset on and you immediately see your real world. So you see a grid of apps that are very similar to your smartphone. And the way you get around there is by just looking at what you want to select. Your eyes are really your mouse cursor, and your fingers and your hands are how you select things.
Wait, so how do you click? How do you click and drag, you know, something?
So you click by pinching in the air.
Okay.
Your hands are being tracked by cameras on the headset. So they know where your hands are. They know what you're looking at. And so they're combining those two things to really create a new interface and a new way of navigating around a computer. And just so, like, you, if anyone's seen Minority Report, and Tom Cruise has all these virtual windows in front of him and he's sort of flicking them on the walls and he's flicking through them, it's really like that. Not as cool because you don't look like Tom Cruise and you've got this big kind of helmet on your head, but that is sort of the future of navigation that you're sort of really thinking about. Is I'm sitting in my office right now, and if I had this on, I could have a web browser in front of me, and then I can turn to the left, and I could have my email inbox, and I could turn all the way to the right, and I could have a music app playing.
Right, and so you have all these kind of virtual monitors around you, depending on where you turn your head. You tried it out for a day and you were working. I mean, the use cases Apple thinks about is us working, watching a movie with this thing on, doing a lot of things. What I loved is the cooking part.
So I see the timer here, and now I can move it over the pasta. And now I have a second timer for 6 minutes that I'm putting over the mushrooms.
Okay, help us understand what's happening here. You're in the kitchen, you're making pasta. How is this headset helping you?
With this, as I was saying, you can put apps around you. So I'm in the kitchen and I pin an app called Crouton. I put one of the windows up on the right side of the kitchen, and that is the app that has the recipe. So I put the recipe on the right side of the window, already helpful, right? Not tapping on a phone or a tablet with my dirty hands. And if anyone who's cooked with the device, it's not fun, right? Then I notice there's a little timer that I can start. So I start the timer and I have the pasta going, and I'm supposed to keep the pasta boiling for about 15 minutes. So I set the 15 minute timer and it pops out, and then I can drag that timer from the right side of the kitchen all the way over to the left side of the kitchen where I have the pasta boiling on the stove. And I put it over there. And so now every time I look over at the pasta, I see a timer ticking down in real time. I see the timer. And it's showing me when that pasta is going to be done. It really illustrated for me the potential of this to go beyond what we have right now on our phones. This is putting digital right inside our lives, right inside our real world. It's not confining it to more screens.
And then you experienced an underwhelming part of it where it creates, I guess, this kind of avatar for you to talk on FaceTime, but it doesn't really look like you. It looks like a, I don't know, bad version of airbrushing.
Apple scans your face to create a 3D stand-in for you.
And when I FaceTime people looking like this, it was universally agreed upon.
I think you look awful.
It's like Botox from hell.
So they did you so dirty, Joe.
And suddenly that's your face, your virtual face, talking to your colleagues on FaceTime. But you mentioned, you know, the promise. So help us understand a little bit, what does Apple think this could become on the upside? And conversely, how this potentially could be a tech bust?
I think that potential is what I experienced in that cooking demo, is right now there's not a ton of idea around what we would need this digital stuff to be in our real world. And I think that's going to be up to the app developers and for the creativity to come through about where are the places that we would want to put down a device, or we wouldn't just want to be staring into our laptops. And so that's the potential there. And really, I really believe right now this is just the best for seeing the vision. It's not a device most people are going to buy at $3,500. And then there's a whole list, I can go through it quickly, of all the compromises Apple's making to put out this device right now. It has a lot of characteristics of a first-generation product. It's big, it's bulky, 2 to 3 hours of battery life. So most of the time you would end up being plugged into the wall if you want to do something for longer than that. As I mentioned, the apps, they're starting out with some apps that will get more, but right now there's not a ton. And on top of that, there are bugs. So this is a work in progress.
We've been talking to the Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern about the Apple Vision Pro headset. Joanna, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.